Video: Ohio's Republican senators want ban on illegals obtaining driver's licenses. This insanity has to stop. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2026. Ohio's Republican senators, John Houston and Bernie Moreno, are calling for a crackdown on policies allowing illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, a practice that has resulted in citizens being killed on roadways across the United States. Senator John Houston, R.O., recently sent a letter to U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, Secretary Sean Duffy and U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen regarding the issue that has created danger for Americans, NBC4i.com reported Saturday. The senators are calling for an end to drive-only initiatives that allow for immigrants without legal status to obtain driver's licenses. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles requires verification of someone's legal presence in the U.S. before issuing any documents, but 19 states and Washington, D.C. allow for drive-only issuances, the outlet said. Houston and Moreno's calls to end the policies came after a man named Washington G. Nalaocho allegedly failed to yield to a Fulton County stop sign in August and struck another vehicle. Two people were hospitalized and one person, 29-year-old Austin Grimes, was killed in the crash. In his letter to Duffy and Mullen, Houston said the suspect was an illegal immigrant who obtained a drive-only license in Connecticut. The drive-only initiatives for illegal immigrants championed by state governments across the country are not mere lapses in judgment. They are extensions of failed immigration policies that place Americans at risk. Thank you again for your commitment to protecting the American people. I urge you to act swiftly to ensure that no other family is devastated by the consequences of these failed policies, he wrote. In a social media post Tuesday containing his letter to Connecticut's governor, Moreno wrote, "My office has learned that an illegal alien granted a driver's license by the state of Connecticut killed a 29-year-old Ohioan in a reckless driving accident. While one death alone is an inexcusable tragedy, Connecticut has granted over 60,000 such licenses to illegal aliens, putting countless Americans at risk on the roads. This insanity has to stop. I am calling on Connecticut's governor to immediately apologize for his state's role in this tragedy while also account for exactly how many illegals have been given Connecticut driver's licenses and whether or not they have used them to vote in U.S. elections," he stated. Meanwhile, Ohio officials have been zeroing in on illegal foreign truck drivers and have moved to revoke more than 1,000 commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, belonging to foreign truck drivers, Breitbart News reported in June. In May, Duffy marked 1 year of President Donald Trump's efforts to make U.S. roadways safer with 20,000 unsafe drivers being taken off the roads and 28,000 illegal CDLs being revoked. Duffy has also made speaking and reading English a permanent requirement for migrant truckers, according to Breitbart News.